out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Programming. This is June 9th, 2023. It's the 80th birthday of the great Mr. Kenny Barron, one of the great interpreters of monk's music, who I've had the honor to play with on a number of occasions, playing monk's music in concert. I studied with him, and so that's one of my heroes, and we want to wish him a great 80th birthday with many more years to come. He's still kicking ass, so that's amazing. Maybe we can look at this blues. It's called Functional. Recorded in 1957 on the record Thelonious himself. Or
those songs were Corpuscule with Nelly, then what, Coming on the Hudson, and then Introspection. Forgetting the song's names. We should do that one soon. Anyway, back to this blues. So in this case, that voicing he uses in different ways, but in this case it's forming like the fifth, the sharp second, sharp nine, and the major third. So you get this kind of dominant seven with the sharp nine sound without the seventh in it. The seventh comes here. A flat, the flat seven. So this voicing is C, G, A flat. Sounds similar to this, but it's not quite the same because this is a wider voicing. Like this is a minor sixth with a semitone on top. So the range of the whole thing is a major sixth, whereas this is a fifth with a half step on top. So the range of this is a minor sixth, so it's a little bit smaller. Is that right? Oh yeah, that is right. I was thinking that this one was bigger because if you put it into like its smallest like inversion, you know, you like in this case, like you could fit all the notes the smallest way into a perfect fourth, G A flat C. And in that case, the whole thing is the size of it is a fourth, like in that inversion. Whereas this one, the size of this one is a major third. So this one is actually smaller when you put it that way, but it's bigger when you play it in this voicing with the semitone on top. So that's kind of interesting. And this is interesting. Oh. It's the same shape on the guitar. G, A flat, C. And then D flat, D natural to F. 1-2-1, 1-2-1. Wow, never saw that. Okay, so that's the then up a fourth requires a little different fingering. 1-4-1. This was also 1-4-1, but easier version because it's only 4 frets. This one 5 frets. And then 1-2-4-1. All right, which is, this is also 2-4-1, but this is harder. So in the first phrase, the second thing is harder. In the second phrase, the first thing is harder. If this is too much of a stretch, you can play this, right? Use the open G string. Same notes. I don't know. I like to have the A flat on top though, because that's where the melody, I can emphasize it. That's just D, B flat, and then down half steps. It's kind of like a 2-5 with a 4 chord, right? So this is the same voicing up with minor third, D flat A and B flat. So that turns to the E flat. Now instead of forming the fifth and the sharp nine major third, it's forming the flat seven and the sharp 11 and the fifth. And you could even, which is that's what it does. Okay, so this, why do these all work? Oops. guitar is hard up in this range. Why do they all work? Well, they all, if you put all those together, you'll just get this. Octatonic scale, which contains all of those things that we just played. So anything you can play in a... these kind of things, anything that you find in that scale, you can do this. Anything you find in that scale, you can move by minor thirds and it will still be in that scale, right? I think that makes sense. So this all works. Now, the same voicing as we started with, just up an octave. Some sixths here. So this is like the, this is like B flat, D in the B flat, third in the root. This is leading into the D minor. Like a C sharp, F sharp. Now this could be a little improvised spot here. Monk plays, I think he goes right into improvising at that spot, but then on the final way out, it's something like, which I refer to the Cardenas and Sickler book for this little ending, which was, how does it go? When it gets to C minor, I'll go up here. Same voicing that we use down here to be the ninth, sixth, and flat seventh of the B flat. Now it's a transposed up a fifth version of that, but it's not being heard as an F7, which would be that. It's being heard as a C, you know, C minor. So now it's the fifth and the ninth and the minor third. I mean, I guess I hear it as a C minor because it goes. So it's a real on guitar, you can even throw in the G. I think it sounds kind of nice. If you don't think that's too blasphemous to throw in a G, I think in the key of B flat, it's all right. So it would sound the whole thing like this. Thank you. next video, I'll do a little performance of it. So that's that. Happy birthday, Kenny Barron. I'm going to try and keep these going. You know, I hope you're enjoying them. And if you made it to the end here, feel free to comment, and I'll check those comments and write back as frequently as I can. All right. See you next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.